T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Telephone number is 248-539-9797. For those of you watching on Twitch and listening 935, you want to stick and stay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious.
Yes. Here's Heather.
Who's? Yeah.
This is wild. A 60-year-old man died this week after this brawl broke out in a middle school basketball game in Vermont. It happened on Tuesday night. Spectators at the game rushed the court. They were kicking. They were punching each other. And at this point, it's still unclear what caused this big fight. But police were called. They showed up right around 7 p.m. But by the time they showed up, the fight had ended. People were still there, but a lot of people had kind of just scattered and went home, including the victim. He had left and he was injured, but said, you know what? I'm fine. I'm just going to drive myself home. Well, on his car ride, he decided, you know what? I'm not feeling right. And he called first responders. They transported him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. I don't know what he died of. I don't have all of that information, but just very, very wild scene. Police obviously are still investigating the circumstances surrounding his death.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
Things that are happening at these youth games.
High school, middle school, youth, it doesn't matter. It is crazy.
It's crazy. A similar situation took place in Ypsilanti at a JV basketball game on Tuesday. There was no deaths, thankfully, but there was a fight. So a fight broke out during this game between Ypsilanti and Adrian, and police are still trying to figure out what led to the brawl, but they say that a spectator that's not affiliated with either school ran onto the court and attacked an Ypsilanti player. Pushed him to the ground, started beating him right there on the court. Obviously, other administrators, staff, other spectators who were there ran to the court as well to try to calm the situation down. Police were called. Crazy. The teams had to be escorted off the court. Both games, the JV and the following varsity game that was scheduled, were canceled. And it sounds like so far there were no arrests, but still probably under investigation.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It is.
Man. A former teacher and vision specialist has been charged with sexually assaulting 4 girls between the ages of 10 and 15 at multiple different schools in Wayne County. This man, James Baird, 43 years old, of Plymouth, is accused of assaulting the girls at 4 separate incidents between January of 2018 and February of 2020. He's now facing 2 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct and 3 counts of second-degree criminal sexual conduct. He was arraigned Wednesday morning. He has bonded out, which means he is going to need to wear a GPS tether and cannot be around any girls under the age of 18 years old. So we were talking about people cutting the cord, you know, not getting cable anymore. Obviously, you still have to have a cord to have internet.
Yes.
But people are getting rid of their cable television and switching just to streaming services. Yep. Well, speaking of streaming services, let's talk about Netflix for a little bit, because they've been threatening for months, for a very long time, that they're going to put an end to their password sharing. And they say, you know what? It's actually going to happen. It's going to go into effect next month. So they've just updated some of their details on their password sharing. And it says Netflix accounts will still be shareable, but only underneath one household. So you could be watching Netflix on your bedroom television.
Yeah.
Your kids could be in the basement watching a different Netflix series downstairs, but you're not going to be able to share it in other locations. So they say to ensure that your devices are associated with your primary location, Netflix is now asking users to connect to the Wi-Fi at your primary location, open the app or website, and watch something at least once every 31 days.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Hulu did that for a while.
Right. I get that. And then they say, you know, accounts aren't meant to be shared with anybody outside of your household. And if somebody tries to log into Netflix not within your Wi-Fi, they're going to be prompted to get their own account, and they're going to be blocked any access to doing that. But of course, my biggest question, and we talked about this before, was what if we're traveling?
So here's the answer. Every time I, because I used to have the TV through Hulu.
Yes.
I would log in on my home Wi-Fi. That unlocks it for the next 31 days so that I can, if I'm traveling, be watching that streaming service while they're watching it at home as well.
Well, that could be the case, obviously the case for Hulu. It doesn't sound like that's exactly going to be the case for Netflix. They say traveling users who want to use Netflix on a hotel smart TV or company laptop or wherever can request a temporary code from the service when signing in. You're going to get access to your account for 7 consecutive days.
Okay. They're making it difficult.
Really see exactly how it's going to, obviously I'm about to, and I am a password sharer, so it's definitely going to affect me.
Honestly, Netflix, I don't know how good it is to actually want to keep it. So if that's the case, if I can't use it when I travel, then I'll just get rid of it.
Well, that's the biggest one for me. We use it up north. Yes. We use it when we travel. Like, if it's going to be a pain in the butt. And what, can you use it longer than 7 days? Is that how we can continue sharing passwords? Basically, like, just request a code and use it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Heather. Coming up next, a little treat for John Jansen. He has no idea he's getting one. And also, some Lions coaching news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.